brought to you by Penguin. Spitting Gold by Carmela Locis. Read by Catherine Press. For my sister. Prologue. 15th of July, 1866. I am working on a pair of gloves. They are for a man. I wonder who he will be, if he will know where his gloves began their life. Really, I do not need to do this. We mere accused are not obliged to do any work. Most of us choose to, even so. The sewing is something familiar to cling to in this place. From aristocrats to slum dwellers, we women are all united by our ability to wield a needle and thread. There are no distinctions in Saint-Lazare. All the accused are housed together in the common dormitory. Regardless of crime or class, we all rise together at 5 a.m. We pray together, we eat the same broth, which includes meat only on a Sunday, and we exercise in the same yard. There are prostitutes, drunks, thieves, vandals, swindlers, some of them children no more than 12, and murderesses, like me. Word gets around quickly about us, and we are left to ourselves. So I'm not bothered by any of the petty infighting I sometimes see among the others awaiting sentence. This is a kind of purgatory, for none stays here long. We all wait to hear where we will be sent next. If we are lucky, it may be hard labour in the provinces. If we are unlucky, the Grande Roquette and the guillotine that resides there. But I do not need to rely on luck. I am going to walk free. Part 1. Look what comes out of your sister's mouth whenever she speaks. Wouldn't you like to be able to do the same thing? The Fairies, Charles Perrault, translated by A. E. Johnson. Chapter 1. 3rd of April, 1866. The figure had been standing across the street for an hour now, when I first noticed it through the window. I had passed it off as simply another pedestrian, perhaps someone waiting for a friend. I was sure that the rain, just starting, would keep it from loitering about. Paris in the rain was a miserable place. The streets would be transformed from pleasant thoroughfares into swamps, churned to mud beneath shoes, hooves, and carriage wheels. Grime seeped into the seams of dresses and clung to the legs of urchin children. Watching this from my room, separated from the squalor by only a thin pane of glass, I was thankful for the protection of my warm apartment. The figure proved hardier than I had imagined. When next I glanced outside, it was still there, standing in the same spot. The cloak gave it an uncertain shape, which seemed to waver at the edges where raindrops blurred the scene. Tall, reasonably broad, the silhouette of a woman. No clues further than that. Nothing to suggest that she was anybody of my acquaintance. But as time wore on, I became increasingly convinced that whoever it was, she was waiting for me. I would get like this sometimes, even as a child, sure that the world was conspiring against me. Papa had called it paranoia. Mama, intuition. I suppose that which parent was correct depended upon the outcome. Which of them would prevail this time? I leaned in to look closer, but my breath soon turned the pane as misty as a storm glass. All that I spotted, before my exhalations obscured the view, was a glint of pale skin beneath the shadow of the hood. Her face appeared to be turned towards my building. The sight made me jump, and I stepped quickly back out of sight. My boudoir was suddenly cold. The fire had burned low, and a creeping sensation was starting across my forehead where it had been pressed to the window. Silly nonsense. Letting my imagination run away with me. A fine habit for a child, but not one suited to a fully formed woman. I would not look again. The figure was surely awaiting an appointment, or perhaps was one of those women of a certain trade. Although, granted, the shapeless cloak did not seem to match this latter theory. But what other explanation could there be? Whether by the grace of this line of thought, or by the gloomy atmosphere of the day, memories of fairy tales and ghost stories began to stir. I could almost hear the whisper of Mama's voice in my ear as she told.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?